discouraged when no answer came. For I prayed for years and I still saw no change. I was ready to give up, thinking, what can I do? But when I prayed that last time, God's power broke through.
And prayer is just as big as God is. Prayer is just as strong as God is strong. Prayer can reach as far as God can reach. Don't ever give up. Just pray, don't ever give up. Just pray.
We have been given a means to the throne of the God whose potential is yet to be known. There is no limit as to what God can do. So just keep on praying, He's listening to you. And prayer is just as big as God is. Prayer is just as strong as God is strong. Prayer can reach as far as God can reach. Don't ever give up. Just pray, don't ever give up. Just pray. Prayer is just as big as God is. Prayer is just as strong as God is strong. Prayer can reach as far as God can reach. Don't ever give up. Just pray
Thank you. Matthew chapter 6 in your Bibles, please. Matthew chapter 6. When you find that, if you're able, if you please stand to your feet. If you're not able, you may remain seated, of course. Matthew chapter number 6. We'll stand for the reading of the Word of God this morning. Matthew chapter 6. We'll begin reading in verse number 9. Bible says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's bow our heads for prayer. God, we thank you for the Word of God and for the truths of the Word of God. Where would we be without you? We would be lost and undone with no hope of eternal life. I pray if there's anyone here today that is not saved, they would trust in you. Lord, I pray that you bless the Word of God as it's preached. Be with our pastor. Fill him with your power. Help every listener now to be ready to hear what you have for us and decide to listen and respond. We love you. Thank you for this day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Be seated, please, this morning. Now, check your cell phone. Hey, Maddie, slide over just a little bit. Give those ladies a little more room. There you go. Thank you. There we go. Check your cell phone. Look at it. Does it look like it's off? If it doesn't, turn it off. If you're not sure, turn it off anyway. Then we'll be all good this morning, please. And for those who are not raised by wolves, would you just sit and listen for just a few moments as we... This is the Lord's Prayer. That's what we've come to know it. In truth, you know what it is? It's a model prayer. It's Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray. So what it is here in this model prayer is a format for prayer. It shows you how to address God. It shows you how to ask for what should be asked for. It shows you the qualities of prayer. It's very simple. But to be honest with you, there is a lot of good stuff about prayer in the model prayer. But the message this morning is not about that. It's about this. Look at verse number 10. Do you see what's the first thing we're to ask for when we ask God? Thy kingdom come. Now look at me. Thy kingdom come. In fact, the kingdom is mentioned twice in this model prayer. As you go down through the matter of asking thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Have you ever just got up in the morning and said, now, Lord, I wish to have something to eat today. It's something we assume. He wants us to learn to ask for even the simplest things in our lives. Give us this day our daily bread. Verse 12, forgive us our debts as we forgive others. What a great quality of forgiveness. And lead us not into temptation, verse 13, but deliver us from evil. Watch, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. The kingdom. Give us this day, he says in verse number 10, thy kingdom come. What's it talking about? Watch. It's talking about, now these young ladies are not going to sit and listen. I want them out now. You understand? You're going to sit and you're going to listen or you're going to go out the door. That's it for you two. Now look at me very carefully, please. Thy kingdom, what's it talking about? In the Bible, there's 150 references to the kingdom in just the New Testament. So what is it? Well, first of all, the kingdom in the New Testament sometimes refers to the kingdom of men. What people have on this earth that they claim as their kingdom, their empires. Well, you'll find that. As always, your best context or best study of the Bible is just simply read what it says. Look up the kingdom on your app for your Bible, and you'll find what it talks about. Sometimes it's talking about the kingdom of men. What people establish in this world as their ruling thing, what they rule over, what they're sovereigns over. Sometimes the kingdom in the Bible refers to what's most commonly called the kingdom of heaven. Well, yes, that's talking about heaven. It's talking about the kingdom of heaven that one day we will go to. It's God's kingdom, by the way. It's in the next life. That one is the most common use of kingdom in the New Testament, the kingdom of heaven. But then he talks about, sometimes the Bible just talks about the kingdom and refers to the kingdom of God or just the kingdom. So without getting too theological for you this morning, let me just tell you what it's talking about in that expression. It's talking about God's plan, the way God is going to do things. And listen to me, the way God is going to bring the whole thing to a conclusion the way he says it will. Hey, not the way it might be, the way he says it will. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That great Matthew 6:33 principle, that's a principle of how to establish proper Bible priorities in your life. You're to seek first the kingdom of God. What does that mean? You're to seek first God's plan for your life. What does God want you to do? What is the will of God for your life? So the kingdom of God, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. When he calls for prayer, he's telling us here, you know what you ought to be doing? First thing you should ask for is thy kingdom come. God, bring about your plan. Bring about the way things are going to be according to the way you tell me. Because doesn't it seem like things are a little chaotic? Tad out of control? Seem like we're just kind of spinning on this ball in the universe and everything just sort of is happening. Everything just seems to be just taking place. There's this happens and that happens. And we go, boy, what's that all about? And we look at this and we go, man, what is this all about? And sometimes it looks like everything is just one huge cosmic accident. Mm-mm. Thy kingdom come. You mean I'm supposed to ask for God's plan to come into fruition, God's plan to come about? Let me just say this, first of all, about praying for the kingdom of God, the plan of God to take effect, to take place. It's going to happen anyway. God's kingdom is going to happen. The people, look at me. If you know your Bible, even that much, you know how it tells us how everything's going to turn out. Let me give you the short version. God wins, man loses. God wins, the devil loses. God wins, sin loses. When it's all over and said and done, it will be God on the throne, not Buddha, not Muhammad, not a composite of all of those. He does not share his glory with anybody. He'll just be the God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's all going to come about the way he said. It's all going to take place just like God said. Look at me. It may not happen in this moment. It may not happen in our lifetime. We know that in a moment, in an instant, Jesus Christ could come back, take us to be with himself. Do you know what that means? That means the plan of God's kingdom is about to take effect exactly the way God says it is going to be. And I got news for you. If you know your Bible at all, when it's all over and said and done, there is God on the throne. There is heaven. There is hell. And everything is established and set up. God's kingdom will be brought about. Well, then why do we pray about it, whether it's not? Because it reminds you to keep your heart in tune with the fact that this is all going to turn out the way God says. No, I'm sorry, but there aren't any accidents. There aren't any uh-ohs. There are things that happen we don't understand. There are things that take place that don't make sense to us. There are things that come about and we go, wow, where in the world did that come from? I mean, how could a virus change the entire world and our lives and everything about what we do? I mean, come on, where did that come from? Where's this thing? What's this all about? What about this situation? What about that catastrophe? What about this thing in the world? What about this situation in politics? That's a joke. What about these things? And sometimes if we're not careful, we get to thinking that this is all just kind of going on and we're in a mess and, you know, what in the world is this all about? I'll tell you exactly what it's all about. God's kingdom is about to come to fruition. And our prayer to say, thy kingdom come, reminds me God is in charge. God knows what he's doing. Man is not the center of the universe. People can do what they want. These little pipsqueaks going around telling everybody now, defying God, defying his law, defying the word of God, defying decency, defying anything pure and right. These people that make all these things that tell us how to live our lives, what we're supposed to do. I got news for you, friend. AI, artificial intelligence, only place that really exists is Congress, as we know. But the truth of the matter is, this whole concept today of people getting infatuated with all these things, it's all going to burn, it's all going to go, it's all going to be gone. You know why? Because God's kingdom is going to come. Now we pray for it, so we remind ourselves, but you know what? I'm not just here by accident. I'm not here, I just happened to be showing up here. I was sitting with some people the other day, and they were telling their youngest kid, the kid was an accident. You're an accident. You really weren't supposed to be here. And I think, now what dumb parent would tell their child that? The truth of the matter, sorry, son. The truth of the matter, one kid in the front row goes, my parents did. The truth of the matter is, if you're the youngest, they probably told you were an accident anyway, and I was the youngest. But irrespective of that, you know, we think everything is just purposeless. And by the way, it was 2,000 years ago Jesus said he would come back. He hasn't come back yet. 2 Peter says, where is the promise of his coming? People are going to ask. Everything just seems to continue on. Thy kingdom come. You remind yourself, God is in charge. God knows what he's doing. God, look at me. God's plan is going to come to effect. And my prayer of thy kingdom come reminds me, God's still on the throne. God is still on the throne. God is still on the throne. God is still the big G God of this universe. And they can make it illegal. They can make it so it's not effective. They can tell us that, well, after all, you know, you're narrow-minded and blah, 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 blah. They can say what they want to. And the world puts more pressure on the child of God now. And unbelievable to try and get us to shut our mouths and make us believe that we're just another religion on this planet. I got news for you. I don't know about religions, friend, but I know one thing. That book is right. The God who wrote it to it gave it to us. That's the final authority in all matters of faith and practice. And thy kingdom come, God, even so come, Lord Jesus, and kick this whole thing off and let's get on with it. While men decide in spite of the word of God and God's law, God's kingdom will come, and it'll come without their permission. He's not going to that worthless institution known as the United Nations and ask their permission. He's not going to the halls of Congress and ask their permission. He's not going to go to any despot, any ruler, any leader, any president, anybody on this planet and ask their permission. God is going to come and he is going to establish his kingdom, by the way, by superior force for all you peaceniks. The truth of the matter is his kingdom will come to effect. And when his kingdom comes, he will be sovereign over all. Thy kingdom come. Why ask for the kingdom? Because it's going to happen whether we ask for it or not. And we ask for his kingdom because when when his kingdom comes, my friend, and it is established, God is sovereign of all. And that Bible is the guidebook by which everyone must live. It's going to settle all matters on this earth. Injustice. The injustice by which people must live today. Living in a society where things are just not fair for everyone. And it's injustice. Oh, the terror of injustice. And you know something? Injustice is wrong. It is. It's wrong when criminals can commit crimes and get paid for it, live in luxury, get everything they're provided for and given. It's wrong. That's an injustice. It's an injustice when people prey on society and they don't pay the price for their wickedness in their life. That's injustice. It's injustice, ladies and gentlemen, that a person who's supposed to be given the rights by the Constitution of the United States of America and by the amendments to those constitutions, the Bill of Rights of free speech, doesn't mean everybody gets free speech. Only those who get to allow you to have your free speech. Yeah, injustice. The injustice is we have a whole society. I don't care whether you like this or not, so you can just choke on it. We have a whole segment of our society who's decided that their rights and privileges are at our expense. And we're supposed to feed and take care of everybody else. I believe we should take care of our innocent. I believe we should take care of our incapacitated. But I don't believe we ought to give one stinking bite of food to somebody who sits on their rusty behind and waits for God to show up on the 1st and the 15th of the month. That's injustice. So, well, Pastor John, I don't care. Now, you come to the wrong church if you're looking for woke or PC around here. We ain't got one of those. We don't allow that in the door. You say, well, you're against people who are poor. I grew up in poverty. I don't live in it anymore because I decided I don't want to live like that any longer. Now, you listen to me. You want to talk about, when the kingdom comes, God's going to settle all this stuff. All that junk today that tells us now, they're telling us whether or not we can approve of what gender we are. We have to get their approval for what gender we are. I was born a man. I was born a man. You understand that? I was born a male on this planet. I was made that way in my mother's womb when the seed of my father came together with the seed of my mother. God reached down from heaven and touched that embryo, and that boy was be a boy, and that's God's design. That's God's way. I don't need man's permission to determine that. I don't even need my own permission to determine that. God says I was what I was, and I am what I am, and I is what I is. I'm going to settle all this stuff. God bless these poor people. So confused they can't figure out what they are, where they are, when they are, if they are. Are they going to do what they are? There's a bill in the California legislature right now. They're going to take kids away from their parents if their parents don't let their kids trans in schools that are telling them they should do it. I'll tell you something, pal. The kingdom's coming. All that stuff's going to be settled now. All of it. People so concerned about a child's right to do something and no concern about a child's right to live in his mother's womb. Injustice. You want to talk about injustice? Give a kid a right to decide their gender, but kill him before he comes into this world and make it legal. That's injustice, you know. Say, what happened to you, preacher? I guess I got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. I've been living on the wrong side of the bed. Thy kingdom come. Because you see, God will settle it without prejudice, bias. God's program will come to this earth. His word will be the law. His presence will be known. No more injustice and fair treatment of anybody. But not by man's rules, by God's. You say, whoa, wait a minute, Pastor. Because if it's by the Bible, I mean, there's certain things in the Bible that just don't go along with what we do today. They will. And then guess what? You know what? I will learn to treat people with dignity and respect. I will learn that everybody has their own chance with God. And God's word is fair and just. It doesn't give a lot of room for wiggle, unfortunately. See, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Last thing I checked it on a sword with a good edge on it, you get on one side or the other on it, but you don't sit on it and you don't play with it. You decide which side of that sword you're going to be on. And when it comes to God's word, when that day of the kingdom of God is here, he's going to settle all that stuff, and then we're either going to line up with what he says or we're going to face the God who wrote it. But you know, we're talking about not somebody like me. We're talking about God, merciful, compassionate, understanding, but holy and righteous and godly. Thy kingdom come. While we watch the crazy stuff that goes on in our world, we think, man, what is this all about? This is what it's called when you let people be in charge of things. Camel is just horse put together by a committee of people. You have to remember something. More people were outside the ark than in it when the flood came. And they had 120 years of warning to tell them to get in. And when the time came, nobody believed it till the first raindrop fell. Well, I understand that. See, what it is right now, people, now listen, what it is now is called the age of grace. Oh, that amazing grace of God. Unmerited, undeserved favor of God that leaves the door to the whosoever can come to Christ and be saved. That door's open now. Hey, it's open this morning. It's open right now to any and everybody in this room. If you've never simply trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can trust Christ and get saved right now, today. He'll do that for you because it's the age of grace. He may even give you more than one chance to do it. I can't answer for how many. I can just simply say this. Most of us got saved after having more than one chance. But you know something, friend? There's going to come a time when those things end. In this life, it's when death comes. When you die, your decision-making process is done. You don't make any more decisions. You don't make any more choices. When you die, you either immediately go to heaven, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Whew, wonderful. Or you die and you wake up in hell and you burn forever. One or the other. See, well, Pastor, that's kind of extreme. No, that's biblical. And when the day comes that God's kingdom is here, His word and His will be carried out in a similar fashion. He will tell people this is the way it is and this is the way it isn't, and that's all there is. They won't, maybe there's no lawyers in heaven. Maybe there's no lawyers in the kingdom. I don't know. There's no court. There's no recourse. It's what God says, and that's it. And you know something? That settles everything. And it will be settled. All your questions are going to be resolved. Everything is going to be taken care of. Whew. Thy kingdom come. And why do we ask for that? Because you see, when God's kingdom begins, it isn't a moment, it's an event of things. When God's kingdom starts to be fulfilled on this earth, it starts with the return of Jesus Christ for His own. We are caught up, and there is a schedule of things that take place. Boom, boom, boom. Boom. And when it's all over and said and done, we have a new heaven and a new earth. God brings heaven down to this earth. There's an occupation on earth for the children of Israel. There's us in heaven. There's more to it than I give you in a few minutes of a message on a Sunday morning. But you know what happens? Everything comes to fruition and God's plan is completed. Yeah, but Pastor, some of that stuff is like 1,000 years away from now. See, we look at it in a day time frame. Okay, so we are the last day of April, April 30th. We live on a time frame, watches, hours, minutes, moments, days, weeks, months, years. But didn't it say somewhere in the Bible that 1,000 years to God is as one day, and one day as 1,000 years? Do you realize when you step onto the side of God's eternity, do you realize the time frame will not matter? And when God's plan is all brought together, it'll be like when you were a kid and you got in the car and your parents were going to tell you you were going to drive to Texas to see your relatives from California, which for a kid is very similar to the tribulation period because you know what that means. If you're like my people, they don't stop. Seriously, if they could put a 500-gallon tank of gas on top of that car, they would never stop. They just go. You stop long enough to get gas, and you better hope there's something to eat near the gas station. You get back in the car and you keep going. My wife's people were that way. Her dad was like that. We'd go to see her folks in Texas. We're driving across Arizona, middle of the night. It's my turn to drive the truck, and I'm driving the truck. My father-in-law used to chew tobacco, and he'd spit in a can and keep it right there in the front seat. We're driving across to Arizona. Middle of the night, I was tired and falling asleep. It was the CB radio days. And I had the microphone over my leg, and the things going. Every time you pass a highway patrolman, smokehead, legs of 42. And I thought, I got to just talk to somebody. I'm going to fall asleep. So I reached to grab the microphone. I pushed it off my leg. Are you ready? I stuck my hand in that can all the way up to here. All three fingers, deep. You know the song Deep and Wide? It was deep. Stuck my finger down there, pulled it up, and went, Can't roll the window down, so I'm reaching across. And then I'm driving through Arizona, flinging tobacco juice off my fingers. I got it good and dry because it was hot, and then I got three brown fingers sticking up at me like that. I wasn't sleepy anymore. You ever notice that then your head itches? And you go, no. So we're dry. Yeah. So they're telling you you're going, and every 10 minutes you're saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Finally, your parents turn around and say, shut up, or I'm dropping you off at the next cactus. You better be quiet. You ever wake up in the morning and say, are we there yet, God? Are we there yet? Are we there? Thy kingdom come. Start the whole process of things. Come on, come, Lord Jesus. No more trips to the cemeteries. No more trips to hospitals. No more. Come on, Jesus. Come on, start this whole thing off. See, that's what happens to somebody whose roots are so shallow, you're ready to go up. Now, for some of you who are so dug in, God's going to have to yank you up and hold on to your truck and your house and your car and your bank account and everything else that you own and go by that garage that nobody but God knows what's in there anyway and pull all that up with you to get you up out of here because you're so dug into this life. No, my friend, even so, come, Lord Jesus, thy kingdom come, start the process. Get it going, God. Come on. Start this whole thing out where you humble these proud people and you bring us all under your control. And we're in your kingdom and we're under your control. And it's everything about what you say and what the Bible says. And it's right and it's righteous. And the wolf dies down with the lamb, for goodness sakes. Oh, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Thy kingdom come. Starts the plan of how God's going to bring it all together. And if you doubt, my friend, if you doubt for one second that it doesn't turn out exactly like God says it will, then can I ask you a question? What do you believe in? What, 2024 election? That's going to make it all better, right? But one crazy man in there or the other guy half asleep, which one are we going to put in there? Is that going to fix everything? Look at me. What do you hope in? If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. This is it? This is it? Hey, good luck. God help you. I'm waiting on the kingdom. My time is just passing here. If it doesn't happen for another 100 years, I'm not going to be here. I'll be gone. And you know what will happen? God's kingdom will still come about. And as the world continues to go the direction that it's going, you know what will happen? It will be less and less popular to be righteous and more popular to be wicked. And that's how it's going to go. But it's not going to stay like that because thy kingdom come. God's going to put it all straight and he's going to make it all right. And I want us to leave this morning, not with any bitterness or resentment or hatred toward anything. I just want us to understand, lift up your eyes for your redemption draweth nigh. God's kingdom is going to come. God's kingdom will be established on this earth. God's going to make it all right, and then he's going to make it all new, and then he's going to make it all better, and then everything is going to be just fine. Because God is on the throne. Thy kingdom come. One more thing, we're out here. In Luke 17, 21, Jesus made one statement about this only place in the Bible. And he says, the kingdom of God is within you. Well, listen. So since the kingdom of God is God's word, God's will, God's control, and God making everything right, you mean I can have that in me? Well, it doesn't mean I'm the kingdom. It means I can have the benefits of living in the kingdom. Look here. Someday, today. Because guess what? I can live by his book now. Hey, I can live by his will now. Hey, guess what? I can know the presence of God in my life right now. Oh, so I can have a little taste of the kingdom within me. Do you know that this morning? Do you know the God of the kingdom, the Savior, Jesus Christ? Do you? Do you realize in these days that are frustrating and aggravating and get on everybody's nerves, do you have the kingdom within you and a taste of what God's going to bring to this earth one day? Let's stand to our feet, please, this morning.